Boy, did I get a surprise this past week. No, not the snowstorm and the frigid temperatures. On Tuesday afternoon, I went down into the rectory basement to dig out my skis. And here, lo and behold, in the midst of all these things, there's a little black Tupperware, kind of big tub, and on the front was written, Philadelphia. Then it struck me. When my sister Betsy visited from South Carolina at the end of October, she brought up a bunch of Christmas presents to put under the tree, and I put them away, and they're still down there. So I thought, well, that's good, epiphany, little Christmas. So I had 6 extra presents to put around the tree. Now, it wasn't gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but I figure, who needs the Magi if I got my sister Betsy, right? Gifts. Yeah, how about that? The scriptures today are all about giving gifts. Isaiah the prophet said that the nations from all over the world, north and south, east and west, will come bearing gifts to the holy city of Jerusalem. The psalm said that the nations will come and bring gifts to the chosen one that God has made king of Israel. Paul tells us that he has been given a unique gift by God, an understanding of the mystery of Christ as the Savior of the world. Matthew, the gospel, talks about the wise men bringing the gifts to Jesus. Gift giving. It's all through this theme. Epiphany celebrates a profound truth that Jesus, the little child in Bethlehem, is the Savior not only of the Jewish community long awaited Messiah, but the Savior of all humanity, all of us, all over the world, in this one Jesus. And Paul recognizes that among all the gifts of his life, the most important gift he ever received was faith in that Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. But that's a gift that you and I have also received in our baptism by the faith formation that our parents and grandparents and extended families have presented to us. We have been given a unique, powerful, important gift of faith in Jesus Christ. But the sad truth is, and you know as well as I, that many, many people around us, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces, have no awareness or sense of faith in Jesus Christ. They don't yet have the gift, because we have not yet shared it. In this season of Epiphany, when we celebrate the greatest gift God has ever given to us, we need to make a new commitment to share that gift of our faith in Christ with others. And so when you wrap up all the decorations this weekend and put everything away down the cellar, I suspect you're not going to find a box of extra Christmas gifts down there like my sister left for me. But all of us have one simple but critical question to ask ourselves. With whom will we share the gift of our faith in Jesus Christ in 2018?